You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL number 179. Every once in a while, the rumor resurfaces of an Americanized Doctor Who. Either the mythical TV revival I covered in 2MTL 99, or the idea of a movie starring Johnny Depp. Well, those rumors never seem to pan out, but I have to believe that the BBC's still considering it. After all, as you know, times are hard for the BBC, and as a result, BBC Worldwide has shown an increasing interest in exporting BBC product all over the world. And that's not just sending the shows, but also adapting the shows, because casual viewers tend to want to hear their own accents and see their own idioms. Quick, don't look at Wikipedia. How many versions of The Office are there around the world? I said no peeking, Trapani. 7 productions in all of The Office. British, US, French, German, Quebecois, Chilean, and Israeli. Why not Doctor Who? I mean, the BBC's leaving money on the table, right? Well, I thought of one reason why not a few days ago as I was looking at the Twitter and Facebook feeds talking about the American version of Top Gear. As a car show, not an original concept, on a small, ill-fitting network, the History Channel, there's no real natural audience for the show yet. So who's watching it and talking about it? Angry British Top Gear purists with internet connections. The show is being tossed into a social media Cuisinart set to amputate, which is pretty unfair to the show. Full disclosure, the family and I liked the most recent episode almost as much as any British original, and if given a chance, it could grow into a strong series. But the only ones who are commenting about Top Gear America are the ones who will stand for nothing less than Jeremy Clarkson. And that's exactly what would happen if an American Doctor Who remake were greenlit without an epic marketing budget in prime time on our biggest network. Could Jane Tranter and or BBC Worldwide make an expensive enough splash to drown out Facebook? Maybe. But today, I'm betting money that they're not going to subject their quintessentially British show to that kind of abuse. Instead, Doctor Who will grow in America more slowly and naturally, fed by co-production deals and indirect publicity from Americanized spin-offs like Torchwood: The New World and maybe others. Strictly Come Dancing's gone to 35 countries. But there will continue to be only one Doctor Who. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you could leave a review. That would be so kind. And find me on Twitter and Facebook. Just look for twitter.com or facebook.com/numeral2-minute-timelord. I'm out of here.